Update of the avalanche forecast for Sunday, the 15th of February 2026. Weak layers in the old snowpack represent the main danger. In addition, the wind slabs should be taken into account. All day it applies above the tree line considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the tree line, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the tree line, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. Weak layers in the old snowpack can be released even now by people. Caution is to be exercised in particular on very steep west, north and east facing slopes above the tree line, and on little used shady slopes. The avalanche prone locations are sometimes covered with new snow and are barely recognizable, even to the trained eye. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack and fresh avalanches serve as an alarm indicating the danger. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. The fresh and somewhat older wind slabs can be released easily or naturally, in particular in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain. Avalanches can penetrate down to the ground and reach large size in isolated cases. And now the snowpack. Some snow fell on Saturday over a wide area. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack. This applies especially on west, north and east facing slopes. The snowpack remains generally prone to triggering. At high altitude, the wind slabs have increased in size additionally in the last 2 days. The snowpack will be moist at low and intermediate altitudes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Monday, the 16th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.